Really, update on the injury report. There's really no changes from yesterday. I'll spin through it real quick for you. C.J. Anderson did not participate. Joel Dreesen did not participate. Champ Bailey did not participate. Chris Cooper was limited. Osweiler, Ayers, Welker, and Ryan were full. Any questions?
Champ, can you get a sense that, I mean, other than not participating?
Really, just, you know, our final injury report comes out tomorrow, and we'll leave it at that.
So we saw him out there with helmet cleats, which was yeah. Progress from yesterday, but does that mean no team drills and just trying to get him worked back, I guess?
Yeah, he's day-to-day, and like I said, he did not participate today, and final injury report comes out tomorrow.
How's your week of practice been?
Excellent. You know, the guy's been focused. You know, understandably so. It's the start of a new season. You know, we're fortunate to be kicking off the NFL season, you know, on national television and, you know, against an opponent we know pretty well and they know us pretty well.
Are you ready to go, like, one of those things, like, you couldn't be more ready? I mean, you don't feel like you need any more time to be ready?
Well, I mean, we don't have much choice. You know, I mean, we've known about this for some time. So, you know, we're excited to play the game.
A few weeks ago, you were nervous / anxious / scared when you saw Derek Wolf on the field. How amazing is it that he could come back?
Well, I mean, you know, he's been in all of our prayers. You know, he was that minute that happened. You know, it's a scary part of football. It's a combative game. But, you know, I know he feels fortunate, and I know we feel fortunate that everything's worked out fine.
John, can you talk about Tony Carter and what will make him an effective cornerback in all your packages this season?
Well, I mean, he played a lot for us last year, you know, so he's got skins on the wall. He's made some, you know, big-time plays for us, helped us win some games down the stretch, and, you know, he's gotten even better this year.
What did you learn from, I know we talked a lot right after the season into last year about the play calls at the end of that Baltimore game. Did you learn anything now that you've had months to reflect and...
Yeah, I mean, you know, just really the biggest difference is I just wish we had won. And we had our opportunity and it didn't happen. And so it's, you know, part of this league, part of this game. And you know, hopefully we learn from it and get better moving forward in those situations.
Did you reflect on yourself at all or the decisions?
Yeah, we reflect on everything. We're all part of it. All our signatures are on it. And, you know, we've moved past that. We're on to this year. So, like any mistakes, you know, as I tell guys all the time, is first of all, you admit them. Second of all, you fix them. And third of all, you don't let them happen again.
How reliable is that Ryan Clady out there?
I think, you know, he's pretty reliable.